everybody. I'm Cassidy, one of your Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders, and you're watching the Believe in Colts podcast.
First time you've ever been able to do that?
You know what? You know, when we took Marlon Mack, Chris let me get on the phone after he had kind of had the initial conversation with him, you know? So I guess technically that was my second time doing that.
You guys, I won't cue you up, so fire away whenever you're ready.
Oh, I'll go ahead and go then. Jamie, I thanks for coming on and joining us, answering questions. I got a just curious, during this draft process, was there a guy where maybe all the scouts were in agreement that, you know, if they showed up, he's the guy, or maybe a player that a coach was absolutely pounding the table for throughout the draft process?
Yeah. You know, the Missouri kid, Jalen Parlize, he was a guy that was kind of interesting. Like, I went down to the East-West Shrine down there in Dallas, Texas, All-Star game. He was down there. I had defensive backs. And, you know, you go out to practice, you see this guy. I'm like, wait, this guy's a defensive back? This guy's a safety? And automatically, like, I get this ring in my head, like, ding, ding, ding. This guy's, like, got some pretty uniqueness to him. He's long. He's athletic. Like, he's got really good feet. And I'm like, wow, man, this guy, I'm thinking like linebacker right away. And so, you know, Tyler Hughes was down there with us. And I said something to Tyler. I'm like, man, this guy from Missouri, this guy's really, you know, really interesting guy to, you know, walk up on at practice and see how he moves. And he's like, yeah. And then, like, you know, kind of going through the process, we had two scouts, you know, Todd Basvari and then Tyler both went into Missouri and had a lot of love for the guy. And so, you know, and then, you know, Richard Smith, our linebackers coach, was like really excited about what this guy can become. So I guess you have like those like multiple data points where people kind of come in contact with the prospect or view him in different settings or exposures. But then like everybody kind of has this like shared line of vision. And so I just kind of felt like he was one of those guys like throughout the process that like it's a good chance, you know, this guy could end up with the horseshoe on his helmet.
Yeah, so another player who has a little bit of positional versatility, which you guys went for a few guys of that nature this year. So Jalen Simpson out of Auburn played a little bit all over the secondary there. Can you guys speak a little bit to where you guys view his best position currently and how you guys viewed him as a player?
Yeah, you know, I don't think you ever want to like pigeonhole a guy into like one spot and be like, you know, hey, this is what he is. Mm-hmm. I do think we're going to, you know, give him a look at corner. You know, one of the things that did attract us to Jalen was the position versatility, you know, starting games at not only safety, but also corner, but actually playing both nickel and outside. So, you know, the body type, the length, the hips, the feet, the ability to play the ball. We think that could play at either safety or corner. I think we're going to give him a shot at corner first to kind of see how that goes. I think it's going to go well. I know Ron Miles is really excited to work with him. And I'm excited to see what Ron can do with him. You know, he's a guy, when you study him on film, you know, they asked him to do a lot of different things there in terms of, you know, coverage, especially man coverage. You see him have to match guys like Brock Bowers, right? Or you go back to 2022 tape and you see him against LSU and next, you know, he's covering a Malik Nabers. So you're talking different body types, different types of styles of pass catchers that you got to try to stay in phase with. And he was definitely up to the task athletically for sure.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, NFL, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember, use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. So you guys grabbed the guy that I had as my top pick for the Indianapolis Colts if he fell, and that was Leiatu Latu. And I was curious, did you guys see edge rush as something of a need, or was that just a, oh my gosh, we got to pick him because he's a, you know, just the talent that he has at that spot?
You know, there's always like a, there's an old phrase, you know, Mr. Bill Polian used to always say, when the talent line meets the need line, you know, you usually got a pretty good chance of hitting on the player. I think that's exactly what happened with, you know, with him. You know, he's a right ends, you know, they're hard to find. You know, I don't know anybody that goes, hey, we got too many of these guys, you know, like we're good. No, I don't think so. It's like starting pitching, you know, you just can never have enough. So I think when the opportunity to get him and the way it worked out, we're very, very fortunate that it worked out in our favor.
So going over to the offensive side of the ball and the positional versatility that both offensive linemen that you guys ended up grabbing in this class. So do you have a spot that you guys are going to have those guys looking at first as they're going into the league? And can you kind of talk about why those two offensive linemen stuck out?
Yeah, I think like first thing first, like they're both really tough guys. And I think to kind of fit into our room, you got to kind of have a different vibe about you, you know, different roughhouse style play. But we also put a premium on athleticism. And I think both guys have that. They were just guys that, like, when you watch them, they kind of like, hey, this guy's a Colt, man. That's what a Colt looks like in terms of like offensive line, you know. This is what we, you know, demand from our guys. And Coach Sperano, man, he's one of the best in the business, even though he's really young, as being a like first time position coach. But I mean, this guy, I mean, you give him guys, like he's gonna get the most out of him. And these guys, like, so they had the physical qualities, they got the right kind of like demeanor. And I think with them and Coach Sperano, I mean, I'm really excited to see how it all shakes out. You know what I mean? So we're always gonna try to fit guys at different spots and kind of see, you know, tinker with things because obviously versatility is huge, especially when it comes to the offensive line and how many you're dressing on game day and that sort of thing, roster mechanism wise. So,
Do a few more here.
okay. At wide receiver, the guys that you grabbed, they all have like burner speed. Was that something that you was looking like it was a focus that you had walking in with, I don't know, maybe because of the arm talent that Anthony Richardson had or something, or was that just something that fell in?
absolutely. Yes and yes. I mean, obviously the quarterback, I mean, we're excited about the direction he's going and his ability to make you defend like the entire field, you know, from an arm strength standpoint. There's really no throw that's like off the menu. And so when you start talking about these two guys and their ability to like stress defenders with their vertical speed, I mean, absolutely. I mean, we wanted to get more explosive, you know, and that comes in different forms, different shapes and sizes. So definitely excited about, you know, what those guys are going to bring to the offense and add to that room for sure.
So with the new kick return rule that's been put in place, you guys obviously go out and you guys draft Anthony Gold, who's a proven commodity there. So when that rule change gets announced, like, does that become an emphasis for you guys to attack that in this draft class?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you got to adapt with, you know, what's happening around you, right? So, it kind of opens up a whole new level of like value for certain players, enhances certain guys' value. You know, I think whenever it comes to, especially like on offense, you know, when you start walking through the like the skill positions, I think one of the common things we always talk about is like, okay, how does he help us on fourth down, right? Different phases of the game, whether it's as a ball handler or maybe even a coverage guy, right? So we ask guys to do different things. You know, everybody has roles to play outside of what position they play. And, you know, fourth down matters. It's important. It's a big part of our culture of our team and how we play the game. And but I do think we absolutely played a huge factor for sure.
Awesome. So with this draft, we noticed that the defensive back room was not addressed until much later in the later rounds. Does that have to do with maybe, I'm just curious, did the draft room feel that the defensive back of this draft class was a little weak at the top, or was it just the draft did not fall that way for you guys?
No, I mean, I think sometimes, I mean, first of all, we're excited about the guys we got coming back. I mean, you know, we're excited about the guys we got coming back. That doesn't mean we're not going to try to add guys, which we did. You know, I think oftentimes, like, you go into the draft with an idea of, like, you know, hey, this is what we would like to do, but the draft dictates to you as well, you know, and, you know, you can trade around and try to manipulate things as much as you can, but sometimes it's, you know, just the way it shakes out. But no, we're excited about the guys we added, but we're just as equally excited about the guys that we got coming back. I mean, we're still pretty young in that room. And, you know, I mean, I don't think the paint's dry on what those guys' ceilings are going to be, whether it's, you know, Jalen or, you know, Juju, you know, I mean, I'm excited about, you know, year two for those guys.
So last question here. I know that you guys also decided not to use a draft pick at running back in this class. Obviously, you guys lose Zach to the Bengals this offseason. Can you kind of talk about what went into not addressing that in this draft and maybe even talking to the guys that you do have coming back there?
Jonathan's our guy, right? So, he's going to be the guy, and the guys behind him they're competing for, whatever's left over. So, sometimes like in the draft, it just, like I said, the way it falls off the board. And sometimes, when you get to that price point, if the talent doesn't meet the need at that point, then that's the way you go another direction. So.
Thanks for your time, Jamie. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Y'all have a great night.
Thanks, Hayden. Thanks,
Thank you,
Jamie.
guys. Thank you.
Do you believe?